right. Welcome, people. This is the Enigma Step Hour. It's your boy, Enigma September. And to those in podcast land, I'm here with Springtime. Welcome to the festivities, to the shenanigans. She also brought along her dear, dear friend, Trabell, in the building. So make it a two-for-one deal. Hey, on a McDonald's tip, you know what I'm saying? Fast food podcast. You can see like that, serving you up. so, yeah.
Okay.
So, for those that don't know, this is episode 37 of the Enigma Step Hour. The podcast is being brought to you by Freedom Train Radio. Freedom Train Radio is supported by PAX Inc. So, big up to my man Joe. And big up to the one and only Patrick Irvine. If you listen to the Freedom Train Radio podcast, you understand that inside joke. So shout out to Patrick Irvine for doing his thing. Appreciate you, bro. Like I said, we got my little sis, Alex Springtime Manning, giving us the vibes tonight. All right, got the vibes already popping. So is that Facey? We got a phone and Facey popping up. Bro, go somewhere. You was here 2 weeks ago. Be gone, dog. You good. Yo, what, Paris?
What?
I'm tripping.
Paris is an air sign.
Well, no, Paris is a they water barrier. That's what I was thinking.
I'm a Scorpio. Right. Don't do that.
My daughter's a Scorpio. Y'all like, I got.
We're amazing.
Y'all everywhere. That's all. My dad's
in
a Scorpio.
Your life is just something you need to learn.
My dad's a Scorpio. My daughter's a Scorpio. I'm in the middle with the team. Leap or looking crazy. For my sister.
We're really good. Teachers of
my Taurus, Scorpios. Yeah, April 24th. What's up, Amber? I just gave out your birthday. Who that?
You have to ask.
Anyway, this is the Nick Myself. I don't want to ask you. Yo. Hey, y'all said haters don't hate, haters gonna hate on all streaming apps. Your boy Nick with September, featuring Real Thoreau. Nah, all of you two viewers, hey, remember to click down below, like, drop a comment, and share. Most importantly, hit that subscribe button. Also hit that bell, like Trabell. Boom, hit that bell so you can get the notifications whenever I go live or I post content on the podcast or on YouTube. To our podcast listeners, you can find the live stream of the Enigma Step Hour on YouTube at www.youtube.com/EnigmaStep927. Also, too, you're on YouTube, make sure to check out my man Tarif Knockout. He just dropped a new video. He remixed some Hosley song, I guess.
Halsey.
Yeah. I don't know. It's a dope video. That's my bro. So I'm going to give him a shout out. Speaking of my bros, my Libra bro, Big Low, you can check out his page at youtube.com/BigLowHipHop and check out his Ill Coffee vlog. You're guaranteed to learn something each time. My man on tour right now. He's going through the Midwest. He was in Milwaukee a couple of days ago, Cincinnati, and you know what I'm saying? He posting vlogs or whatever. Hang on, front. He producing dope content than I am, so I'll make sure to check that out. So, but also, too, speaking of checking stuff out, you can check out this episode and the other 36 episodes at www.freedomtrainradio.com, as well as iTunes, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and pretty much any other podcast holder outside of Spotify. I've been telling y'all for 5 weeks I'm going to get that together. I'm going to get it together one day. One day you're going to go on Spotify, and you think myself, I'm going to pop up on your ass, and you're going to be like, oh, snap. Hey, I need it. So, hey, y'all, if you watched this to the last episode, get at your boy. But, yeah, if you go to any of the podcast holders that search the Enigma Step Hour or Freedom Train Radio presents the Enigma Step Hour, it should pop up. Yeah, support your boy. Let me know what you think. You know what I'm saying? Any comments, negative or positive, let me know. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to grow. I'm trying to learn. And y'all are my chess subjects. Let me know what's good. Also, too, anybody out there, if you want to get some shine, you know what I'm saying? You can hit me up with a drop for the podcast. Big up to Black Tarzan, Devar the Sun. Together they lose the lab, as well as Mr. Gnarly, you know what I'm saying, from Central Florida. They already blessed us, you know what I'm saying, with their drops. If you wanted to hit me with a drop, hit me up. Just send an MP3 to my email at enigmaself@gmail.com. That's enigmaself@gmail.com. State your name, state, you know what I'm saying, your business, whatever it may be. And just add, you are listening to the Enigma Self Hour. You got time, baby, just like I do every week. Boom, I put you on. People figure out, you know, they can hear your voice. You can brag like, I'm on the Enigma Self podcast. They were like, who's Enigma Self? I'm like, hey, it's this guy who got a podcast. I'm like, I don't know about it. Like, listen so you can hear me. And that's how it works. It's part of the system. So, anyway, we're going to get into the first joint, man. I got my man Jody already synced up. So, we're going to get into this in love, you know what I mean? That's, we getting the vibes right, you know what I'm saying? Trying to make it a little sultry, if you will. So, yeah, y'all rock this. This is the Enigma Self Hour. You got time, baby.
If I told you how I feel, would you believe me? Lay my heart out on the line, would you deceive me? Baby girl, I ain't the mother cats on TV. Cause they gon' play with you. I ain't got no time for that. Hey, I see you out there getting to the racks. Hey, and when you go away, bring it back. Hey, cause I want you loving everything that you do. Falling in love with you, baby. You got me falling in love with you. I'm falling in love with you, baby. You got me falling in love with you. I'm falling in love with you, baby. You got me falling in love with you. Falling in love,
yeah. Your love so special, baby. You drive me crazy, lady. I find myself daily thinking about you. Ooh, your love so special, baby. You drive me crazy, lady. Myself daily thinking about you. Ooh.
Falling in love with you, baby. You got me falling in love with you. Falling in love with you, baby. You got me falling in love with you. I'm falling in love with you, baby. You got me falling in love with you. Falling in love with you, baby. You got me falling in love. I'm falling in love. Yeah.
Every single night, every single day. Wanna love you, baby, in every single way. Every single night, every single day. I wanna love you, baby, in every single way.
That was my man Jody with In Love, and right now he is definitely in love. Proud of my man. Yo, keep doing your thing, boy. Again, if you want to listen to that, you can check out the podcast every Monday. It'll be posted. Those on the podcast, you're missing out on some good content on YouTube. So you missed out on Springtime Boots. Now, I don't know the character name.
Jake the Dog.
What's the name of the show? Adventure Time. I've seen like a couple of episodes.
I'm a big ass kid. So I love.
Yeah, you are too. So
I'm not there yet.
I'm just that old, but hey.
Kind of.
Yeah, she got an old kid out here.
I ain't doing this, Bobby. Okay.
Real talk. Hey.
Listen, I feel 30 already.
I feel 45.
Tired.
Baby girl even walk yet?
Oh, she's been walking.
Yeah, Amber told me she's like, yeah. Man, no, she.
She said she was sick of. She said, I need to get around faster.
Get
I think
up.
She was just fast to talk, bro,
because
it looked like she. My leg.
Right.
And she only crawled with one leg
yeah,
down.
Like,
she would crawl with really
one.
Want
yeah, she would crawl with one knee up and one knee down. But she was just like, no, I'm not doing
it. Yeah. Nah, I think Mackenzie was chilling. She was like, I'm straight. Even now, like, I guess I'm the only person that pick up. So every time I see her, she just be like, I'm like,
yeah, you know
my daughter.
Don't change things now.
Right. She's going to be like, stabbing. I'm going to be like, look, baby, that's daddy. So, yeah. Well, anyway, let's get to the local happenings, man. Tomorrow, supposedly it's going to be a hustle day. A celebration of Nipsey Hussle life here in Tallahassee. Supposed to run from noon to 5. It's put together by AJ and AJ Management and Breadwinner Barbecue. I just got word my homeboy and Nick myself, our alum, Brothoro, will be performing around 3:15. So if you're interested, check that out. Yeah, Brothoro, yep. Thoro, a beast.
He should be famous already.
He really should.
He should be a millionaire.
Hey, lifers. Lifers in the building. Now, definitely. Also, last week, the last Saturday, we had the Dreamer in thank you. Newspaper journalism. My degree is in newspaper journalism. I know how to write, not broadcast. Featuring my man Jamal Steele and Johnny Panic. Again, like I said, it was last Saturday at the BART. Actually, if you listen to the YouTube joint, if you look at the videos below or on my page, I'm sorry, the new content called Nick Myself Out and Next, which will just be extra stuff outside of just doing the podcast, doing instant interviews on the street type stuff. So first episode, I interviewed my man Jamal and my man Johnny outside of the venue. So y'all make sure to check that out, get the numbers up. Yo, everybody was dope, including myself, because I kill it every time. Sounds like my man JC. Out there in the West Coast right now, but you know what I'm saying? I did my thug dizzle. I was good. The craziest thing was my man Johnny Panic, right? So my man's bisexual. That's cool. Ain't no, you know what I'm saying, no beef or whatever. You know what I mean? He wasn't like, when he had a bisexual flag up, he was just rhyming. But he said like the craziest shit that like threw me the hell off. Funniest shit I heard all year. My man was like, yo, as a bisexual rapper, I come up here, rap shows, and I feel anxious. He was like, yeah, I remember I can go to the haters' house and fuck their parents. It was just like, yeah, you can, bro. Hey, more power to you. But yeah, that was wild. But so man, Johnny Panic, he did his thing or whatever, and the boy's still on tour. So you can follow them, figure out where he at. You know what I'm saying? Both give a dope show. And again, much appreciated. I'm glad I can be a part of that. Also, too, this past Wednesday, Submissive Sounds had the hip-hop showcase over at the Junction. Had my man Facey performing. He in the chat room right now. Can you see right now, Brooke, I'm reading these notes, but we're going to see what y'all talking about in a minute. Man Facey performed, Big Skinny, Sean Elazar, the Evolutionaries, which is Big Skinny, and my man Pharaoh. Kyrique, who I missed, and my apologies. The Beast killed in DJ Kim, Dead Killing, who was also in the Nick Myself Hour, you know what I'm saying, with DJing. Yeah. Shout out to Dr. Lisa, you know what I'm saying, dope event. Yeah, she, yeah. Justin is just a dope venue. off top. So, yeah. Shout out to Sean Elizar, probably saying his name wrong, but he was really dope. I really like his set. He I got my eyes on him, Paul. Like, I really think he's gonna be the next one up. So, man, had a lot of swag, a lot of confidence, or whatever. Like I said, Facey was alright. Facey was alright. Sean called Facey out. Not on the bad tip, but he was just like, "Yo, he was talking about being hydrated." And like, Facey did his whole set like in a hoodie. He was like, "Dog, how you do?" Right, and then like, Facey
got the most durable knees I've ever seen.
Right, he down like this. Rawr. Yeah, my man was in. Yeah,
oh, with the one
like a beat up person screams. Yeah, springtime can beat people up in the popular form of crawling, though. It's one leg up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want my daughter doing the one leg up, though.
Okay.
My daughter be trying to twerk a little bit. I'm like, show your ass now. Nah, I ain't
gonna. Better learn to hit rapping
anywhere. I don't want to learn nothing. You learn how to bake head bounce.
Where's she going?
Dude.
The reality
yeah.
is,
yeah.
If she's gonna get old, she's gonna be
bent. No, she's gonna be bank head bouncing. Man, think about it. You know how it's work? Nope, I know how to bank it. That's what she's gonna learn. So I'd be dead. Nah, I love my daughter. Like, it was crazy. Like, she loved music. Like, I'm gonna have to, like, throw you away because she'd be here trying to sing. Yeah, she get that guitar over there, she'd be strumming. And she'll get the mic.
Yeah, 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 yeah. See, kids, you were really, you introduced stuff like that early on, your brain can suck up right. So much more.
Right. Yeah, definitely.
Smart.
Hey, it's money because she gonna want guitar lessons. Yeah, I got to pay for it. At all. And she's going to learn what I never learned. So, hey, next generation. Anyway, I'll try. That's a mama, too. My man Otis got the Night of Bars. That'll be popping off on the 28th. So I'm thinking, we got another week. I'll probably say it again next week. So I think that's next Sunday or next Saturday, whatever. So on 28th, the Signature Lounge from 8 to midnight, $7 cover, $10 for couples. So, you know what I'm saying, you want to save a couple bucks, you know what I'm saying? Bring your boom, your shong, jump off, whoever, play it off, whatever.
Real
your thotty, whatever the name is
don't
now.
Now.
Right. Love your wife for love behind you.
Don't let her friends see you out with
me. Get that quick text. Like, I see your man. I see, what was the little city girl thing? Get your man. Yeah. I like JT. Once she get out, I'm going to snatch that.
Why is JT the only one? Where she locked up?
Fraud.
Why is she the only one locked up?
Because she was the only one that was doing it. Yo, Miami was like, yo, I don't need nobody for social security.
Yeah, I'm getting
a bit fraud. No snitching. So, yeah.
So she was her pimp.
That's
what that sounds like.
You got some tea over here.
I'm just saying.
Hey, all I know.
Ain't about to have me fighting this girl, so I'm about it.
All I know, JT can get it. That's all I know. And not JT money. Don't get it confused. Nah. I'm old. Anyway, let's go. Let's get into the news. You know what I'm saying? That was more local stuff. If you want more information, you can check out my IG or my Twitter. You can check me on IG at Nick Mustep. My Twitter is Nick Mustep 9. Yeah, that's it. So anyway, let's get into the news. All the hip-hop heads, what's good? Today is the 25th anniversary of Illmatic. Temperature check. Is that album old than y'all?
By some months.
Damn.
By some months. Okay.
Woo!
I was probably just born.
Shit.
I was just like, you know.
Sounds like my man Big John. Damn.
Scorpio was born at
the end. Oh, yeah, yeah. That's what my daughter is like. She's going to be in school when it's like a year behind. But yeah. So, all the hip hop heads. One album that's sometimes arguably the greatest hip hop album of all time just turned 25. So, yeah, shout out to that. If you want to burn that, do that.
Yeah.
Nasir Jones. I don't know his middle name. Ula or some crap. Ula. Nas Ula something. Jones, yeah. So, other news, not so happy news. D. Harbaugh of Chicago was arrested for battery in Atlanta. Jumped on his baby mama. Gotta relax, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Apparently, and then make it worse, I think she's pregnant. They think she's pregnant by another dude.
That's what I'm thinking.
But, you know what I mean? But what's crazy is she ain't pregnant by no scrub, like, buddy, like a UFC fighter. So he definitely ain't gonna drop on a new baby daddy, of all people. he may want to watch his back. He is in Atlanta. He ain't in Chicago. Yeah, man. And if she got his seed, boy. Yeah, I said to jump off. I'm 2000. My bad.
Listen, I can't do all that crouching shit that you be doing.
Yo. But yeah, man. So, G. Arbo, man, get your life together, bro. Baby mom, she gonna do what she gonna do. Nicki Minaj. Yeah, put your stuff. Put it on vibrate.
It ain't gonna vibrate. That's why I be. Don't be answering phone calls. But if I don't be answering your phone calls, it's not because I'm
right.
ignoring you.
You be calling me right after work, like, no, my phone been on silent all day. I can't. I'm not gonna pick
I'm
up.
Not looking.
Right. My phone dry, super dry. Ain't no thirst. Nicki Minaj news. She separated from her longtime management team, featuring G. Robinson and Cortez Bryant. Chaz Bryant, the mastermind behind Lil Wayne, as well as Drake and the whole Young Money situation. So, yeah, so I guess he figured, you know, time to switch it up. It be that way sometimes. Bees in the trap. Y'all see what I did there. I can be smart sometimes. But hopefully everything work out. You know what I'm saying? You got to revamp, keep this longevity. So that's what happened. Speaking of longevity or the lack thereof, my man Dave East came out and proclaimed that Old Town Road is whack, super whack, with a cape on. When I just got that, I was wondering why he said with a cape on, but it's super whack, like super, yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
But wait,
broke my head. Yeah, right.
All this trash music in the world, you
gotta take
that one.
That's how I feel. Like we mentioned earlier, like, I don't look at Lil Nas X to be the next Eminem or Kendrick Lamar, but this the song bumping for what it is.
That's it.
Like, bro, relax. You know what I mean?
If you don't like it, then just don't talk about it.
Yeah.
Oh,
what you like about it, bro? But Dave is cool. He made dope music. So, but yeah, people kind of got in his ass, pause about that. Actually, Lil Nas X replied with a clip from Kevin Hart, who basically was indicating that some people just like being negative. When they see everyone going towards something, they got to be that one person that be like, nah, I ain't with that. That's exactly what he said. Yeah, exactly what Kevin Hart said. So, and yeah, I think that's what the case is. You know what I mean? But yeah, they just got to do what he's doing. Like, he got the type of music that, you know what I'm saying, can ride, but hey. Well, now this got a lick. It is what it is, bro. Speaking of lick and bees in the trap, Beyonce dropped Homecoming, the film and soundtrack. What y'all vibe?
I'll help Beyonce. Okay. If you're hating, you're just purely hating. If you don't like her, you're purely hating.
How you gonna hate from outside?
Yo, I can't even front. I was kind of, you know, shaky about it. Like, I don't like live albums. The only live album I think I ever really buy to is by Duism Live. That's a, so, yeah. I just I don't like listening to an album and then I hear like, shh. I want my album to be clean. But I listened to it, listened to some of it. Then I was afraid because, like, they labeled each song. It was like 40 tracks. I'm like, yo, I got, it's like a like, 2-hour album, like Chris Brown or some crap. But then I listened to it and I realized it's the concert, so it's chopped up. And I didn't realize how much I really like Beyonce because all the shit was hidden. Oh my God, dang.
She knows. She knows what the people.
Yeah.
She was doing it for the business.
Right. And the thing about it is, like, I knew my favorite song from her was Me, Myself, and I. That's just always my favorite song. But really, because it's like one of the few. Now, I haven't been through all of Beyonce's discography, so she got other songs that's in this lane. Forgive me. But it's probably one of the few songs I know that sound like really R&B-ish versus kind of like the girl run the world, single lady, you know, all that kind of like poppy stuff. So
each of her albums has a different genre, like she's trying, like she's heading for. I'm not saying that it is a specific genre, but it has a theme,
right?
I guess
that is enjoyment. So Lemonade is kind of more sultry,
but
Me, Myself, and I is kind of like a really standard R&B joint, yeah. I forgot the song. This song number two. We gotta be number two. The joint Freedom she did with Kendrick. That is officially my number two favorite Beyonce song. Like, she just did a clip of it. I was like, God dang, I really love this song. I don't listen to it enough. I gotta put Beyonce in my mix a little bit more. But check it out. She got the film out. Michelle Obama gave her props, so you know it was good. Speaking of film, my man Donald Glover put out Guava Island. With everybody, side piece, Rihanna. I say side piece because Beyonce is the wife, so Rihanna is the album. Because Beyonce is the queen. You got to put Rihanna, you can't have two kingdoms. If you got a second kingdom, then. I guess we can have one. So.
Oh, hell, Riri.
Riri, the Navy. Cash Army is the arm, better yet, the Navy. She's in there with all her forehead glory. Her forehead was super big. But I like Rihanna. I like thick Rihanna, and I like big forehead Rihanna. She was, as a matter of fact, I can't, when she started getting skinny, I was like, I'm straight. But no, I said that when she first came out, I was like, hey, and I was like, oh, she's 16 and I'm 24. You all right? Do your little run the river thing. Cool. Pun the replay or whatever the word. Like, that's cute. You know what I'm saying? Then she got older and then she started slimming down. Was like, hey, cool music. Physically, straight. But then, like, yeah, like last year she got thick. I'm like, hey, Rihanna. Right. Yeah. So, I am all here for thick Rihanna. Yo, so hey, y'all should, and I also too, I realized I dance like Donald Glover. I didn't realize that. Yeah, and I saw the clip. Yeah,
you need to
stop, ask your sister, ask Amber. I'd be at work. I'd be.
It's not right.
Yeah, hey, dang. And then again, I'm running out of time. We're going to get into this Kodak T.I. situation. I'm just going to wrap it up like I did last week, man. Fuck the dumb niggas. You know what I mean? Nigga Nipsey, you know what I'm saying? His spirit going to run in peace. Niggas going to do dumb shit. And karma came back on that nigga anyway. You know what I'm saying? In regards to nigga trying to come out of Canada with guns and drugs and got hemmed up. So, real niggas going to rise. Fake niggas going to get caught up. So, not saying that Kodak can't be a real nigga at times, but sometimes, hey, when you do fuck shit, my nigga, you know what I'm saying? You got owner of that shit, you know.
When you clown, come back, baby.
Trabell just said it. So, without further ado, man, we're going to go into the next track. We're going to get into the interview so y'all can learn the real with Girl Springtime, you know what I mean? And y'all going to learn, too, why I think her and her sisters are imprinting on me. On some Twilight shit. So, you know, learn about that. Until then, my man Intricate with Ari with Run Gang. This is the Nick Myself Hour. You got time, baby.
I'm just running gang to you.
Gang to you.
Yo, that's real. I'm just running gang to you. Yo, that's.
I do solemnly swear to keep it a band buck. One hand tucked inside of my chest and a hand up. What could you brand us? The misfits in this instant. Slid through the slander, hits through the fences. I can do everything to hip that. Kept shooting and never jammed up. Keep grinding, boy, your life could change in a stanza. Get a grip and man up. Will you fall, just stand up. Expect everything because none of this is random. And I'm on another track solving problems that I ran from. The ones that held my potential for ransom when I ran some. I'm my own biggest factor of traction, my own hurdle. Trying to jump over myself like a backflip. Damn, son, would you learn this? When my favorites disappointed me, the place I'm trying to go seems to only bring poignancy. I had to rethink the reality I'm affirming. We wish upon a star for stardom, but it comes with curses. We've seen these kingdoms fall because the dark escaped to the light and it's hard to face. They canceled the Carter case. Imagine future, you tender, you threw it all away. You went crazy from all the fame. I got shunned from all the shame, but that is fake. It's all a game. Well, I told it, never sold it. We give our all just to be noticed. Meanwhile, always thinking that it's never enough. Round of applause for a spirited performance, but it's soulless. But shit, I'm just running game to you. Yo, that's real, real.
I'm just running game to you.
Yo, that's real.
I'm just running game to you.
All right, we back. The Enigma Self Hour. My boy Enigma Self with Springtime. Trabelle living up to her name, causing trouble in my pocket. And Flipper Bay for those in YouTube land. Again, that was my man Intricate with Lil Sis Ari with Run Gang. And we're finna run this game, this R&B game, this soul game, this singing game, you know what I'm saying, with one, the only and the one, Springtime, Alex Springtime Manning in the building. What's going on,
sis?
Don't
talk
about my running. Okay. I'm the bro. Hey, I better be a friend. Facey need friends. What? Oh, he retracted a message. Wow, I didn't know you could retract messages. My man making edit. Right. I mean, the whole message disappeared. Yo, Facey, what you got going on, bro? Alright, so Facey time was two weeks ago. We here for some rain time. What's going on with you, sis?
I've been working. That's what I do. I go to work and then I come home and I work some more.
Work.
I've been working on an EP and been working hard on it and it's done.
Oh, so
it's done, y'all. Okay. It'll be out next month. We're having an album release party, May 28th at Nefertari's. It'll be hosted by none other than Keith Rogers. Who else? Okay, shake the leaves. Thank you for always supporting me and everything I do. I that's really just what I go to work and then I go home and I work on my music because that's my for real job. That's my career. I just go to work so I can pay for my career. For real. Honestly, I'm not interesting. I'm boring. I'm really boring. I go home, chill with my baby. All right. I watch movies. I sleep whenever I can.
Sounds good, right to me.
Yeah. I ain't complaining. It's just not interesting to other people. It's like, what you be out there?
People do the shit. Decider of that. Decider doesn't work.
I guess you're right. I live the normal life. Yeah. Hopefully I continue to live like this as things go on.
Right.
I don't like being in the limelight.
How does that work, though? Cause, I mean, especially you want to be a performer, wanting to share your music to as many people as possible, but then also want to be in the shadows.
It's really difficult, honestly, because I am the type of person who needs a lot of alone time. Like, even with us being best friends, people think that we're with each other 24/7. I think that's really weird because we both like being in our own space. We spend a lot of the time in our rooms, in the corner, in the dark. Like, when we live together, I would, what you doing? Nothing. Sitting in the corner.
Right.
Because that's how we are. Something I've been thinking about for a really long time, like, how am I going to do this? Like, I don't want to have to put on a It's a persona. Yeah, because that's not the type of person that I am. I feel like I am who I am at all times.
Right.
Yeah. So. You have a great voice, definitely.
Yeah,
you know, I want people to focus on the music, not on my personal life, because you're not getting into that anyway. Like we said before in the beginning, I'm a Scorpio, so I'm a very private person.
Man.
I'm not going to be
you guys
sharing a whole bunch of stuff with
right.
you, because that's how I keep my sanity, too, because I've also noticed that some of my favorite artists, they kept that part of themselves out of the limelight, and that's how they kept their sanity. You know, a lot of people I follow didn't have these nervous breakdowns, aren't doing hardcore drugs.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because they knew the balance. So that's what I'm really trying to do right now. Like, I'm trying to be more active actually now, because I feel like for me to want people to listen to my music, they need to see me, my face. They need to know who I am. They need to speak with me and know what kind of person I am. So I'm trying to go to more shows and, you know, interact with people more often so that they can see that I am a real person outside of the music, but that's what I want them to focus on.
Just a little
focus on my music. Yeah, because you learn a lot about me through my music, because that's how I express my emotions. That's how I express my thoughts and what I think about things. It's easier for me to write than it is for me to speak sometimes.
Right.
You know, because it's a lot going on in my head.
Because you're a Scorpio, you know, think about everything and then keep it to yourself. Trust me, I know.
And my Mercury's in Libra, so I see everything from all perspectives and all of that. So it's just like, it's a lot going on. I'm always processing stuff. So it'll come out like word vomit, and people don't be knowing what the hell I be talking about. So it's better for me to write it down. So and I found that music and poetry helped me out a lot. So I think that'll be my way of balancing. Let me create.
You got me thinking about my daughter, man. Like, I can imagine her.
She's going to be a real interesting person.
Yeah. Oh, that's off top. Oh, my daddy. She's going to be weird. Yeah. But, yeah, knowing that, you know, seeing her developing and getting to music, and then knowing that she's going to have those Scorpio traits, because she's a Scorpio, her mama's Scorpio, her granddaddy's Scorpio. So,
wow.
Yeah,
you are from around.
Yeah, trust me, I know. I know about some Scorpios. But speaking of that, because, you know, it's crazy seeing her develop and seeing her getting that love of the music, mm-hmm. love into music. So, when do you remember, like, music being important to you and you wanted to
dive into it? Since I have a memory, my first memory. It's with music included.
Okay.
Like, my parents, they love music. Like, music was always playing in our house. We were always in a musical area. I went to church with them often, and everybody in my family was in the choir. Like, whether you could sing that well or not, you were in the choir.
Your ass
was
playing in
that choir.
Even the lead today, but
you're going to be singing.
Yeah, right.
Or if you don't know the words, you better that is my church. Okay, so we're country. You ain't got that much stuff to do other than listen to music and run up the dirt road.
Right.
So
right.
That's what I wanted to spend most of my time doing was, and I followed everything my dad did. So he was the more creative person in the house. So he did art. He did music. He always took me to, like, zoos and all kind of stuff like that. He paid attention to the type of things that I liked, and he nurtured that.
Mm.
And so I feel like that's the reason why I love music so much, because he noticed and was just like, okay, well, you like to sing. I'm going to play music that you like so you can sing along to it.
Right.
You know, or I'm going to buy you a microphone. Or, you know, when I was three, they asked me to do a solo of Yes, Jesus Loves Me, and I got up there, and I made it theatrical as hell. Yeah. Jesus loves me. I'm like dramatic as hell. Right? But they were just like, go out. It's like everybody in my family was like, just do it.
Right.
You know,
right.
They were supportive. So it's just from the beginning of time, I've always loved music.
And wow. That's, yeah, it's just, I see my daughter all in that.
Yeah.
And speaking of your daddy, what in the world does this man do to imprint y'all on me? Okay, for those who don't. Those who don't know, and a lot of people don't. All right, so Alice has three other sisters, and Springtime has three other sisters, and I've met them in different areas of my life without them all being connected.
So interesting.
It's weird. So first one, which I thought was the oldest, but she was the first one that popped up, was Niecy. Her son, her oldest son, was on my flag football team. One of my flag football teams. That's pretty, matter of fact, he over there. I can see his picture over there. That's how I met
Niecy. Outlaw
Beast.
Coach Mike.
My man Joe. You know what I mean? He on that picture over there, too. and then I met Candace. She had showed up at one of the concerts. She was friends with
art lover.
Yeah. Yeah. That's I was thinking about this earlier.
We're
I was like,
all pretty artistic.
Yeah, she was, I don't even want to say a fan, because one of she was a fan. Anything about a fan of me. But I met her me performing and then she being in the crowd, but she came up with Apple that we was friends of. I mean, we still friends, but that was this way. Anyway, she happily married now, so we're not going to talk about that. So, anyway, met Candace that way. And then, a little bit of time later, met Springtime, her being the artist. I think we had performed with somebody.
I think you and JC came up to me.
Oh, yeah, you came up to the station, didn't you? Did you come up to the station with your Cap Six, huh?
I did.
That one time it was you and what's baby girl name?
Manala.
Well, not Manala, the other one with the bald head. They do the makeup.
Oh. What?
She do the makeup. I can't think of a baby girl name right now.
My only bald friend, I got his name Telegram.
I don't know. Anyway, oh yeah, I was up there. I remember the picture. Who was all in front of the WVFS sign or whatever. It was Cap Six.
Was this when I was still pregnant?
I think so. Yeah. I think you were maybe like four or five.
4 or 5 months pregnant. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was before. Because I was 7 months pregnant during
that. Because I don't even think they even like see you. Like you kind of like did like this. I'm like, oh. And so I'm thinking that was it. I'm already like tripping out. Like, all right, I'm at these three sisters in three different aspects. I go to work. Those don't know, we're for the Department of Revenue. Do your taxes, nigga.
You already late.
You already late. The IRS. But, yeah, so I go up there. Shit come up one day. Boom, boom, boom. We talking. And I don't even know how I figured out.
Was it our last name?
Nah, it wasn't the last name. I think she had said something. I was like, oh, that's your sister? All right, they your sister? I'm like, what in the world? Y'all imprinted on me on some, like, Edward from Twilight type shit.
I mean, here in Tallahassee, you can't run away from a manny.
Yeah. I know groups of siblings. Ain't never had it happen with just a group outside of y'all. Like, y'all dad did something. Like, maybe he knows something. Maybe he was there when I was born or something. He's like, he's going to be protecting my daughters.
He's a special kind of man.
Yeah. Now I got to protect them. Like, I feel like I got to... turn to a werewolf and shit anytime somebody threatened him.
We all got sex on people.
Well, yeah. Well, that's the whole story, and that's why, Springtime is little sis. Shouts out to Amber.
Like
shouts out
to
Candace. Shouts out to Niecy. Yeah, I ain't gonna front Candace. I gotta get it, though. Don't tell Candace that. She's not gonna listen to this podcast.
No.
Of course not. Yo, Pat, erase that, bro. Get rid of that. I don't need Candace looking at me weird. Our Trevor looking at me weird already. Trebell.
Oh.
All right, Tola. Yeah, if I was a little younger. Good thing I'm an old man. So anyway, so who was your influence coming up though?
Whoever my parents listened to. My mom listened to a lot of gospel music, so
same here.
All Black people, we have influences from gospel music. Mom, like all the Wymans and Yolanda Adams and Mary Mary. I don't listen to gospel music, y'all. So please forgive me.
No,
heathen.
They had my job. He called me John PT. I was like, ooh. And then I saw him. I was like,
Kirk Franklin, my dad, though, he liked R&B, but specifically women in R&B, which I really appreciate it because he introduced me to SWV, Aaliyah, In Vogue, like all of those groups like that. Like right. That's what my dad was into, stuff like that. So it was I had a very wide range of music. Cause me and my sister, we liked, you know, the contemporary stuff like Maroon 5 and Pink and Britney Spears, blah blah, NSYNC, all of that. Like, so we had a very wide range of what we listened to in our house.
Right.
So influences.
Yeah, like, cause I know you can like listen to people, mm-hmm. and then it's people that like really. Cause I know for me, like Biggie and Nirvana really got me into hip hop and rock, mm-hmm. Respectively. But my influences are really Outkast and Red Hot Chili Peppers. Okay. Those are who I listen to most, and who I try to imitate when I did music.
Yeah, I don't think I try to imitate people. Like, people always say that I remind them of like Erykah Badu or Jhené Aiko or all these people that I feel like I don't sound anything like.
Right.
You know, but I guess it's also a part of me not knowing what my sound is yet or whatever. Mm. I don't really understand that whole concept of knowing a sound. Like, I feel like it'll just come when it comes. But for people to ask me, like, what is your sound? You'll hear it when I'm performing.
Do you have a voice? I mean, clearly you have a voice, but do you know what you anticipate yourself, how you want how yourself to sound? Yeah, like if you hear a song, you'd be like, that's kind of pitchy. Let me do this or do that.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah. Yeah, I do prematurely hear things in my head before it comes out of my mouth.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'm not thinking like, oh, I'm going to sing this like Erykah Badu. Or
okay,
I'm going to sing this like so such and such. You
right.
know, I do, when I was younger, how I learned how to sing, okay, you cannot learn how to sing if you can't already do it.
Right.
Okay, I just want y'all to know that. You cannot. If that's something you naturally cannot do, you cannot learn to do that. I developed my talent by listening to artists who did hard stuff that was hard to do for normal people, I guess.
Okay.
So like Whitney Houston, Mariah Carey, Kiki Wyatt, Brandy, people who did difficult vocal agility types of things, and I would try to imitate it.
Okay.
Because
I think that's what I mean by those women.
Maxwell, Prince, I love me some Prince, y'all. Usher, I really love Usher. Like,
I really love
you, people do not know how much Usher is a musical genius. He is a musical genius, and I don't care what anybody says about him. That man understands music. Trey Songz too, and T-Pain. The people who we need to stop sleeping on and thinking that they're just this. No, these people, when they hear music, it is something going on in their brain. So, like, when I hear what they're doing, even Beyonce, when I hear what they're doing with their voices, I try to do that myself. And honestly, that's how I got my register up as high as I did.
Yeah.
Copying Mariah Carey.
Right.
Because
right.
I was just if I just keep working on it, maybe I can do it one day. Maybe I'll be able to hit a whistle note. And I can't practice. But it did widen my range because of it was something I paid attention to and that I knew from the beginning of time that this is something that I want to do for the rest of my life.
Right.
This is how I wanted to make money. This is how I wanted to live. People ask me, what do you want to do in life? I always had three options and they have never changed. Be a singer, be a veterinarian, and be a chef. And to this day, if you ask my friends now, they'll tell you, I am still working towards all of those goals.
Yeah. Veterinarian is funny for me, being that my favorite movie is Fight Club. So if you've ever watched Fight Club, you know what being a veterinarian, why it's funny. if you haven't watched Fight Club, watch Fight Club, and then you'll get the joke.
You said when you watched it, but you got bad memory.
you gotta watch it a couple times. It wasn't a crazy thing, but
that movie's a lot.
Yeah, no,
but I used to think I was about to do little and all kind of shit, y'all.
Yeah, so,
I really did. I thought I could talk to animals. I used to be in the backyard playing with all. Oh, did you see that? I was talking to this girl, but I was such an odd kid. I really was. Yeah. Those are the people I feel like probably influenced me. Whitney Houston, Mariah Carey, Beyonce, Usher, Prince. Those people who vocally are really hard to imitate.
Speaking of that, because this is one person and the thing that they have done, I want to know if you know about it. B, I want to know if you have or would you try to imitate this. and it was Layla Hathaway, and her singing a chord.
What the fuck?
This lady sung a chord. Listen, I didn't know what was going on at first.
She is a godsend. Yes. What
are
you talking about?
Yeah. Yeah.
She's not a human.
I don't know what Donnie Hathaway gave birth to.
Right. That woman is blessed in ways that I accept the blessings that I have, okay?
Yeah.
And that's not one of them.
Okay. That was,
honestly, I just got hit to her not too long ago.
Yeah. Yeah, I was late to it.
It took
me
a really long
time.
55
years old. She don't look like it.
She don't. I'm about to say what?
Yeah, she... Like,
she looks good.
She's probably not that old. She's probably like 52, but
wow.
The fact I even learned she was over 50, I'm like, what the world? But yes, she's been dropping albums since.
If you ever watch this, Layla, you look great. And what's the secret?
Word.
No.
But yeah.
I know when my limit.
Yeah, I want to
I'm a humble artist.
Yeah, it's like, boom, you trying to hit that whistle? Yeah, like, no, yo.
I can't do it all, okay?
Right. Yeah, nah,
and I told my friends, tell me when I sound crazy.
Yeah. Now you have to go to some monk somewhere in the Himalayas, okay. Like teach me the ways of this.
I'm gonna have to meditate 30 years, maybe.
Right.
Like,
you know, some Dr. Strange shit, like, okay. Yeah, that's wild.
Not just like that.
What would be success for you though?
To just be able to give my mama and my sisters as much money as they can. To be honest. I want my family to be taken care of. That's all I really care about. And me, I feel like I'm a real generous person to my detriment. I don't know how to stop saying no sometimes.
Right.
And so I'll give you everything that I have and then you sit there with nothing. But I'll be fine with it because I chose it. But I know that's not smart to do. So I want to be able to take care of everybody and myself at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't care about being famous. I want to travel, though. That's success for me to be able to go wherever I want whenever I feel like it. I like control.
Scorpio.
I like control.
Scorpio.
I know.
Trust me.
I know me.
Scorpio.
So that is success.
Yo.
For me to be complete control of myself. That would be amazing.
Yeah.
Or, and I guess I'm just not realizing I would probably like to have my own label.
Yeah.
Or just my own production company or something like that. Because I really enjoy production a lot. Like, I feel like I can make beats and music for other people.
Have you studied, like music in particular? Or really just kind of like, yo, we just hang around?
I tried that
in
the school system. I did not enjoy it. I was miserable. And I feel like a lot of that stuff I could have learned on my own because...
Right.
In college, they don't give a fuck about what your learning style is. They just want you to know the information.
Yeah.
And music is really hard to learn in your 20s because your brain is set. Your brain is like, you're going to have to force, literally you have to force whatever it is that you're trying to learn. When as a young kid, if I had the music programs been more prominent,
like 7, 8 years old,
it would be so much easier for me to grasp it. But like, I don't know what it is, but when it comes to music theory, I am lost. I am confused. It frustrates me, and I cry. I cry because I cannot understand it. Like it's, and I feel stupid, but I know I shouldn't feel that way.
Yeah.
But I do because for me to understand music, hearing it, and like I don't know the terms for anything like that. But if you tell me you need me to sing this way, I can do it.
Yeah.
But I just can't. All that technical shit, I can't get it. So
yeah.
It's real interesting. So yeah, I do study music. I do listen to it. I pay attention to it. I think I probably hear things sometimes that other people aren't hearing, you know, or pay attention to things that people are just think is minimal or minuscule. I music really is a passionate thing for me. Like that is what I love to death. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, I've studied it, but just not in the typical way.
Yeah. I got you. All right, we're gonna get into it, man. Give y'all a piece of what she bringing to y'all, and y'all really gonna get, I think, a more even deeper understanding of what she's saying. Like she said, she put her feelings in her music. Y'all forget that. So we hit y'all with these nightmares, and then springtime or what? Spring freestyle. You don't need to make myself out. You got time, baby.
You can hear everything because I rap.
Trapped in the dark, but I'm not afraid, because I'm with you. We create a fire, baby, I know we can light it up. What you wanna do?
Can feel that this gift is for a few. So believe me when I say that winning isn't something new. It ain't something new.
Yeah, I'm fucking to it. I just wanna.
Y'all, if you listen to the podcast, totally missed out on the Libra Scorpio SAG conversation. But hey, your loss. You need to go to YouTube. But hey, if you go to YouTube, the podcast, you missed out on Spring's Freestyle and Nightmares. What was the science between those two joints?
What was the what?
The science. Like, what was the makeup? How did you come up with them?
Nightmares is really old, and I never released it. So,
hey, you got exclusive in the building.
Behind Nightmare, I found this beat that a boy I went to high school with made, and I was like, damn, this shit is cool. And I remember, like, I don't even think he's on SoundCloud anymore. Like, this shit is crazy. I got a real excuse for real.
Right.
I was just scrolling through SoundCloud, and I was like, oh yeah, I forgot that he made beats because he told us about it.
Mm.
And like, I think this was either before school started at FAM or after the first year. I can't remember. I think it was after the first year, and I was home. And I didn't have any friends back home because I had to move the week after I graduated high school. Mm. So I moved from Warner Robins, Georgia the week after I graduated.
That's like Warner Robins.
To Cocoa Beach, Florida. So because my mom got stationed there, and she was in the military. So I didn't have any friends. I didn't have any family. Like, so I just had the house every day, all day by myself.
Right.
So what I did to pass the time was I watched Netflix and I wrote music. And one day I came across the beat and I was like, damn.
Wait a minute. You had Netflix in high school?
After high school, yeah.
Right after?
Yeah. Netflix came out when we were in high school.
When y'all was in high school.
Wait, yeah. I'm saying.
Wait.
to waste time, I was just up writing music all the time. That's how. That's actually the same summer that I wrote Blue Water, my first single, in.
Cool.
And so yeah, that was one of the first songs that I wrote. And Nightmare. Oh yeah, yeah. It was after I met a boy.
So I was like, oh boy.
No, not always. It was after I met a boy, and I just could not. I didn't know who he was. Never got his name, and I was just like, "Dang, like, boy, fine. Like, right. I'm tripping, flipping. Like, what am I doing?" So I wrote a song about it, and it was just kind of. It sounded really dark to me, but I wanted to make it sensual,
right?
You know. So I He's like, there ain't no light in here, nothing but black and fear. Because, you know, I know I'm a pretty dark person, but in the dark there is light, you know. I'm a water sign, so I go deep down in the oceans and find what you need and all of that. Like, it's very symbolic, my writing. You have to kind of dig deep a little bit. So it's just about me being a water sign and the things that I can contribute to him as the person that I am, you know.
Right.
I'm soft and I'm very emotional, so I'm going to be attentive to your emotions and all that. So it's kind of like me just telling him what kind of person I am and kind of experience he has
kind of like a really deep, sensual, hey lover type.
Yeah, and then I called it Beautiful Nightmare, and then I was just like, let's just call it Nightmare.
Right.
And I honestly don't remember why I named it Nightmare. I think I'm
no, not
quite
at all.
The dream.
Yeah, you are.
Quite the dream. But, like I said, I do have to start.
Wait a minute. I got a real last question. Probably the last question I got, because we already passed time or whatever, and I know you got to get back to favorite girl.
Oh, I forgot her. Shout out to the sister.
That's why when they come to work today. Oh, I'm snitching.
Oh, no, they canceled school.
They canceled school, yeah. Well, no, school was already out. They didn't cancel.
Yeah, okay, but like, what the hell is everybody doing with their kids?
Yeah. No, it was real shallow. Mm-hmm. I left early because I was like, well, I'm here for. So,
You get it to
guest corner. Yeah, or Leon County. Anyway,
yeah.
JT, shut up. So it just dawned on me. Go by springtime. Okay. She was born in November, so what's good, yo?
Okay. So,
this is Amber's name. She was born in April.
First of all, JB, Jasmine, I love you, girl. She gave me that name.
Okay.
When I joined Voices, spring of 2014, I don't know why we all. No, 2014, girl. We weren't even in school. The spring of 2013 is when we graduated high school.
Really? I'm out of here. I had gray hair in 2013.
We graduated in, well, I graduated in 2013. So that means you had to graduate in that area of time. But you went to Florida. Florida, I don't know if I got the calendar.
No,
okay. Yeah, that fall.
That fall, yeah.
This summer and fall.
Yeah. I graduated.
Doing dual enrollment in high school.
I graduated class in 99, but I started fall of 99. So, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so fall spring of 2014 is when I joined Voices. And,
Bula. Oh,
JB was hungry, and she's vegetarian vegan at the time. And all I had, she was just like, can somebody please, like, I'm hungry, I'm starving, somebody please bring me some food to the library. And I lived in Cropper at the time when it was, Cropper existed, because that is a pile of rubble now.
Right. I don't think it's a pile of rubble anymore. It cleared out already.
Good, because the shit was moldy anyway and falling apart. Finally, Sammy.
Right.
But, she was just like, can somebody please bring me some food? I'm hungry. And so I was Cropper is right across the walkway to the library, so I was like, I'll bring you a peanut butter jelly sandwich and some Oreos. I brought them to her, and she just started freaking out, like, "Oh my god! Oh my god! I love you!" And she was just so happy, and I was confused, like, "What? Like, you really like Oreos?
Right.
I guess." But they were the yellow kind, and that's the springtime Oreos.
Mm.
And she was just like, "Oh my god, these are my favorite Oreos! Like, you didn't even know, and you just brought them to me." She was like, "You know what? I'm gonna start calling you Springtime." So she was the only person for a long time. She was the only person who called me that. And then everybody else started, like, all the people I got inducted with was just like springtime. And everybody thought that was my real name.
Right.
For at least a year or two. No one knew that was not my real name.
Yeah, it's weird. I go to your sister, I'm like, yes, it's springtime. She's like, oh, Alex. She's like,
forever, everybody thought that was my real name. And I was just like, I actually tried to change it. I tried to go by Artemis and all kind of other crazy bullshit, and I was just like,
"That's what's up."
Yeah.
No, because I mean, it fit. Because I mean, to me, you always had. Because what made me think about it was you always had that persona. Like you do have that radiant feel. You have the aura of spring.
Wait,
you know what I mean? So for me, like it fit, even if it just came from a snack.
Yeah. It's really wild. Whenever I tell people, they be like, what?
Right. Yeah.
It's about Oreos, bro. I'm sorry. But
that's wild.
No. Yeah, but after a while, I was just like, it fits me for real, though.
I wasn't even going to ask you about that. I was just like,
it's crazy because I always wanted a cool nickname.
Right.
And then I got one.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And I was like, well, all right, that's it. It is what it is. Springtime.
Yeah, so Facey said, tell Beulah.
Stop calling my goddaughter.
That is not my child.
That's ugly ass.
You remind me of that baby with the earrings that look like Loretta? Right. Shirley, this is so
and that's
Yeah. Find a golden girl.
I disrespect my
goddaughter. You're going to find out by disrespecting people, kid. So anyway, we're going to wrap this up. How can the people get in contact with you, you know, as far as social media and then how they can get to your music?
You can find me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr. You can find me at almost any social media at Springtime Music, but that's M-U-S-E-C, like muse, okay? Because music is my muse.
Mm.
Got you, okay? So, yes, Springtime Music, anywhere. If you want to email me, springtimemusic@gmail.com. I love working with other people. Find me on Facebook, Alex Springtime Manning. I am friendly. I'm not nice. I'm friendly.
Mm.
Okay, so be aware. There is quite the difference.
Will
you
throw
heads up? Being weird, don't be trying to be my bestie and all of that.
You already got one.
At first meeting, you know what I'm saying? Get to know me. Give me time. Give me some space. But I do like to talk. Okay, I do, you know, like to converse with people about different types of things. I'm a very multifaceted person. I'm not closed-minded, you know. So get your girl up. Find me anywhere.
If you're watching the YouTube, I have our information down below. So you can make sure to hit them links and check it out.
Subscribe button.
Hit that subscribe and that bell. You know what I'm saying? Also, too, if you listen to the podcast, I believe her information should be in the description. If not, just pay attention and write what she just said, hit reverse, and then write it down, and then follow her and support her. So, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, and May 28th?
Yes,
you know, the invitation is going to be sent soon, but May 28th, okay, I want you guys to be at Nefertari's. It's going to be in the place of the Black on Black Rhyme Show. So it's on a Tuesday. Nefertari's, be there at 8 o'clock. It's only going to be $7.99. Your entry is to buy the EP. That's the entry. Right. $7.99, $8, you pay that to go to Black on Black Rhyme.
Right.
So I feel like that's nothing to support your local artist, you know. And it's going to be good music. You're going to enjoy yourself. So, you know, come enjoy my music, some good food. Keith Rogers is going to be hosting. You know, it's going to be a great time, you know. Like, just come out, support, you know.
Support my best friend, I'm going to beat you.
And she will, because she's trouble. Matter of fact, let her not.
Yeah.
Get at you. And get out for her music.
She do art. You know, you can pay her.
I do, yeah. I actually, like you said, most of that is you feel me. Anything you need, I can do. Honestly, hair.
Like, art. Art, nigga. Art, nigga.
You need you a video girl? I got you. Video girlfriend right here.
Only a big fan, nigga. Oh.
That's it. I don't want
it,
nigga. y'all can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at ShowBetterBell. You know what I'm saying? ProUBLLE. Duh, because I'm from the hood. D-A.
Period. Anyway, glad you guys to come out. I appreciate y'all doing this. And yeah, so I forgot who I got next week, so y'all just gonna have to pay attention and find out who's gonna be on the show. You never know, stuff comes up. Matter of fact, no, let me do this real quick. No. I think I know. I don't have it in my calendar, but I think I know who it is. Anyway, you guys will find out next week. Other than that, thank you guys for supporting. Again, listen to the YouTube joint. Make sure you hit those links below. Podcast, make sure you follow me. Let me know what's good. Also, too, I wasn't lying about last week. I still got the Cash App wide open. Support your boy. This ain't for free. You know what I mean? The time, the energy,
art is not
life,
free,
all
y'all.
The stuff.
Art is not free.
Word. So, if you want to give your boy a donation, you know what I mean? Like, I'm good, but saying though, you know what I'm saying?
You could be great.
For real. So, without further ado, we see y'all next week. Again, Monday, the podcast will be posted to all pod holders. who got Shelby blocked?
Who else? It ain't me.
I don't even know you, bro. You really called me a liar. Dang, dog.
He blocked you.
Hit that subscribe so I can block you. You can still see my glow up. but anyway, appreciate everybody supporting, man. All the subscribes, the likes. I see everybody moving. All the retweets, all the reposting, all that stuff, man. Appreciate y'all. So, if you get ready for this Underground Railroad for tomorrow, JC leaving me in charge. He in the West Coast. Playboy, be safe out there. R.I.P. Nipsey Hussle. And I'm going to tell the spot. Ooh, have fun tomorrow.
Oh, my
God. This is going to be crazy because he's going to be in charge. So, okay. Yeah. Anyway, we're going to be up out of here. Y'all have a good night. We out. Peace.